My name's Del. I'm one of the teaching pastors here, and we are continuing our series on the Everyday Bible. We want to have 2026 be a year where together we have our Bibles open more, in part because of what we just sang about, right? That we want to see God, and we want to have direction for our lives. And so we have been anchoring this series to encourage us in that respect in Psalm 19, Psalm 19, 7 through 11. So let's read that for a minute together. By way of review here, okay? The instructions of the Lord are perfect, reviving the soul. The decrees of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The commandments of the Lord are right, bringing joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are clear, giving insight for living. Reverence for the Lord is pure, lasting forever. The laws of the Lord are true, each one is fair. They are more desirable than gold, even the finest gold. They are sweeter than honey, even honey dripping from the comb. They are a warning to your servant and a great reward, a great reward. Now, today's focus is going to be in verse 8. So take a peek at that again. The commands of the Lord are right, bringing joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are clear, giving us insight for living. How many of you would like joy for your heart and insight for your life? That's quite an offer here, that the Bible can help us with joy for our heart, insight for living. Now, let me ask you a question here about just your experience of modern life. Anybody ever feel a little overloaded with information? Martin was telling us a little bit about the growth curve in our population, but there also has been an exponential growth curve in the bombardment of human beings with information. And it's so dramatic that it's almost mind-blowing. 100 years ago, and before that time, they said that information or knowledge sort of doubled every 100 years. Okay, every century, information doubled. With the advent of AI and all the technology, the amount of information out there is now doubling every 12 hours. And you know this in your field, perhaps, you know, like just keeping up with the explosion of information. Okay? So it's easy to feel overloaded. And we're trying very, very hard. Okay? The average human being changes and swipes between apps 1,200 times a day. Okay? And we are just, look at your screen time sometime, right? We're just navigating it. So maybe you feel a little bit like this guy, Homer. Can you repeat the part of the stuff when you said about all the things? Now, here's the thing I want you just to focus in on for a second. In the middle of the information explosion, what we really need as human beings is not more information. We need illumination. Would you agree? We don't need more knowledge. We need to know how to navigate and use the knowledge. We need illumination. Now, here's the timeless promise that's coming to us from this very old text in Psalms. The Bible's basically telling us that it is a means of illumination. When we give our time to the Scripture, we are not just adding to our knowledge, we're figuring out how to use the knowledge that we have. Right? We need joy for our hearts. And we need insight for living. We need light. Because every single human being in this century or 1,000 years ago still has fundamental questions about their lives that they need to answer, right? So no matter how much information we have, we come back to central things. Who am I? Why am I here? And then how should I live, right? This is the territory not of information, but of illumination. And here's the incredible thing. The Bible brings us to God, who the scripture says is a light. Okay, so check out this text from Psalms. God, you are the fountain of life, the light by which we see. The light by which we see. You see, we need a light by which we can see everything else, right? We need illumination. So the great author C.S. Lewis, Christian author, said it like this: I believe in Christianity as I believe in the sun, that the sun has risen, not only because I see it, but because by it, I can see everything else. See how fundamental this is to our life? The reason we want you to open your Bibles is because we want a great light, right? To come over your life, you need light like never before, because in a world that is bombarding you with information, what do we need? Illumination. We need illumination. So we read the scriptures in order to be able to read our own lives. We are introduced to a light by which we can begin to sort and make sense out of everything else. And of course, the alternative to that is to live in the dark, to live in the dark. We want to come into the light, right? So today I'm going to give you a tool before we're done, the short amount of time that we're together here. I'm going to give you a tool that I believe can revolutionize your reading of the Bible and your pathway to illumination, okay? But before we get to that, I want to talk to you for a few minutes about how to read your Bible for joy and for insight, okay? And there are different ways. Now, before I jump into this, I want to say we're all at different places, and we take in different ways. So if you're feeling a little overwhelmed, you have this big book in your lap. It's got a lot of different books over, you know, spanning a lot of different kinds of literature over a long period of time, and you're thinking, oh boy, okay? We just heard this morning that there are incredible tools that can help you, okay? So we heard about the WOW project and some of the resources that are there. We've been mentioning some in all the services. I just want to put a plug in from the thing that I like here, and I think it'd help you. In fact, I thought to myself, one of the great things that I could do just by speaking is just to say BibleProject.com over and over again. BibleProject.com. All right, check it out. On the BibleProject.com, again, there's lots of places you can go, but they've got videos, short animated videos that will give you the story of the Bible. So if you're just trying to figure out how does the story fit together and lead you to Jesus, it's there. And then if you want to jump down a level deeper, they've got podcasts and they've got classes, and it's a wonderful resource. So if you're going, whoa, I don't know, I'm new at this, I need a narrative that helps me fit it all together, the Bible Project is about the story of the Bible, how the narrative leads you to Christ, okay? Now, here's the first thing I want to say to you. I'm going to give you three pictures about how to read your Bible for joy and insight. The first is this. Think of the Bible as a window that helps you see God. In other words, when you come to the scripture, you are not coming to the scripture for the sake of the words on the page. You are coming to look through it to get a picture of what God is like. Okay, He is the light by which we see, right? So one of the fundamental things that we've got to learn how to do is to see what God is like, right? Because everything else is in reference to who He is and what He's like. So when we come to the scripture, we're reading the scripture for insight, for a view into, to see what God is like. And the scripture tells us that we basically have two main windows to see what God is like. One is just to go outside and look at the heavens, because the heavens declare the glory of God, right? We can learn a lot about what God is like, His power, His majesty, His creativity, just from the things that He's made, right? So we're looking and trying to learn, we're looking through nature to see who? To see God, right? But we also come to the scripture as a source of revelation. It's a book of revelation to help us look through it to see God. So one of the fundamental questions that we're always asking as we read the scripture is, what does this reveal about God? Does that make sense? In other words, as you're reading the scripture, what you're trying to figure out is, what does this reveal about God? Now, I want to show you this text here. No one has ever seen God but the one and only Son, the scripture tells us, Jesus. He has made him known. There's another place in Hebrews that tells us that Jesus is the exact representation of God's being. So in other words, whatever you're going to say about God ultimately was brought into a human package and walked the earth as a person. Okay, this is mind-blowing. But God in the face of Jesus Christ. And whatever we're going to say is true about what God is like has to fit the exact representation of Jesus. So Jesus is the ultimate representation. So when you go to the Bible and you're reading it and you're saying, what does this reveal about God? Well, all kinds of things. But when you get to the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, central to every Christian just needs to be reading that. Because what you see in the Gospels is a picture of who? Jesus, right? And Jesus is a picture of who? God. So as you see Jesus and figure out what he's like, what his attitudes, what his values, what he cares about, how he treats people, what he wanted for the world, what his ethical teaching is and why, who are you seeing the heart of? God, right? Jesus is the picture of God. So we read the Bible to learn as like a window to see God, okay? So we ask the question, as we read in every place, and we're taking notes, right? And we're just like trying to put this picture together of what is God like? His holiness, his love, his character, like all these things. What is he like? What does he care about? His values. This is the central question. Okay, so when you're reading the Bible for joy and insight, you're thinking of it as a window to see God. Secondly, think of the Bible as a mirror. Now look at this text from James. If you listen to the word, that's the Bible, and you don't obey it, it's like glancing at your face in a mirror. You see yourself, you walk away, and you forget what you look like. But if you look carefully, if you look carefully into the perfect law that sets you free, and if you do what it says, God will bless you. God will bless you. So, here's the thing about a mirror. It's not intended to expose you. It's intended to show you what's real. So if you really want to know what is true about yourself, if you don't want to be walking into your life with giant blind spots. Think about if you walked out this morning, maybe you did, without looking at yourself. I mean, you're like, wow, what's wrong with my hair? A mirror gives you feedback on what is real. And it helps you make an understood, sort of like informed decision about what needs to be adjusted. So the Bible is like that. It helps us with our blind spots. Now, here's the crazy thing about human beings. We need a frame of reference in order to have an accurate view of ourselves, right? In other words, if we just start with ourselves and compare everything else to that, we could get a wildly deceived view of reality. Would you agree with that? So as human beings, part of being a human being means I can't even know who I am and what it is that I need, unless I have a frame of reference, okay? Something that can feed back to me reality itself. Now, who is that frame of reference? That's a fundamental question you have to answer as a human being. Who am I going to use as my frame of reference to even figure everything else out? The Bible's saying, listen, God is the light. He is true north. He is reality. So we look at the scripture, and we learn about God in order to know something about ourselves. right? In your light, we actually see light. Boy, do we need this as human beings, right? Boy, do we need to have reality. Boy, do we need true north. So here's the question. The question that we ask as we're reading the scripture is, what does this not only tell me about God, that's the window, but as a mirror, what is this telling me in light of God about me? We need something to tell me about me. Would you agree? We need something to tell me about me. So when you read the scripture, just make a little note. What does this reveal about human beings? What does this reveal about me? What does it reveal about what I love, what I'm like, what I'm made for? Okay? This fundamental, okay, to your life. Now, I want to say the Bible doesn't expose us to shame us. The Bible tells us about ourselves in order to heal us. So as you read the Bible, you'll find that God has this incredible vision to actually bring us into union and participation with him. He loves us. He wants a loving relationship with us. He shares himself with us so that we can be like him, that we can join him, right? It's a beautiful, interactive, relational invitation to become who you are. And no one wants more for you than what God wants for you, right? So he is revealing you to you in order to bring you to him, right? And this is a beautiful thing when you start to catch this and to engage it, all right? Now, here's the third picture. The Bible as a lamp. And here's the psalmist. Your word is a lamp to guide my feet and a light for my path. Now, here's the interesting thing about a lamp. A lamp does not show you 10 miles down the road. A lamp shows you your next step. Would you agree? A lot of us want to jump all the way down the road, understandably, but how do we take a journey of 1,000 miles? One step at a time, right? One step at a time. So part of the dynamic of the Christian life is that God is not dumping everything on us at once. He's actually inviting us to take a step, right? One step, one step, one step. This is why we use the word faith or trust as synonymous with the Christian journey, because it is a faith, it's one step. It's one step. So you say, well, I have all kinds of needs. You have no idea how much of a mess that needs to be cleaned up. There is a 1,000-mile journey that I need in my life. How are you going to take that with God? One step at a time. So all you really have to know in order to walk with God is what? The next step. The next step. All right? Now, here's the question. It's a lamp question. When you read the scripture, you're asking this simple question. What is my next step? What is my next step? You're looking for the action step, right? Remember the scripture said, if you listen and don't apply, you forget what you look like, and the mirror ends up doing you no good, right? So every single person, when you, no matter how you tackle this, what are you looking for? Just the next step. And as you walk into that next step, the Lord is actually, because he's got this vision for your life, he's going to lead you. He's going to lead you out. He's going to lead you in. He's going to lead you up. Right? This is how it works. Now, I told you that I was going to give you a tool that's going to change your life, right? You ready for it? I need some help. Martin, you want to help me? Jason, you want to help me? Can we pass these out? All right, man. Can you help me? Yeah, you help me? Okay, just pass these out down here, okay? Now, everybody needs one of these. I mean, I'm telling you, this is a sophisticated tool that is going to, when you get a hold of it, you're going to see why I'm saying that this will change, I'm telling you, this could change your life, right? You need one of these, All right, everybody got one? Everybody getting one? I'll give you a second. Everybody needs one. Everybody needs one. Okay, you're getting this. Some of you are getting this, and you're saying, how is a blank index card going to change my life? Okay? Here's someone actually did this for me 35 years ago, okay? And I was sitting there going, the Bible is a big book, and my life is a mess, okay? And someone gave me one of these, and it actually changed my life, okay? And I'm going to tell you how to use this. Okay, this is high tech, man, right here. This is seriously old school, all right? An index card is going to change your life. I'm going to show you how. This is the Everyday Bible Challenge. Again, we're putting lots of resources in your hand, lots of great tools, Bible Project, Wow app, lots of stuff that you can go to get your intake. But when you get your intake, if you want to read your Bible for joy for your heart and insight for living, you're asking three questions, right? You're asking a window question, you're asking a mirror question, and you're asking a lamp question. You're asking, what does this show me about God? What's he like? I need to know what he's like. He's the light. You're asking a mirror question. In light of the light, in the light that I see, what does it tell me about me? And then the lamp question is, what is my one step to take? Now, here's how this index card can change your life. After you've done your listen or your read or you've just kind of asked these basic questions to help you organize, right? So you're going, let me give you an example. I read about God ordering things and his rule and his power. And I'm like, man, he seems like he knows what he's doing. And I go, well, what does that tell me about me? Well, I'm constantly worried about my life. Like, I have no idea what I'm doing. Like, I'm anxious all the time. That's what it tells me about me. So what is my action step? Okay? What is my action step? Well, what would it look like to review through the day today that I'm not alone? Okay? Because God knows what he's doing and I don't. So I write this, you know, I could write that down on my card. Or what about this? I read about God's incredible love and forgiveness and like how he empowers people not to overcome evil with evil, but evil with good and do good to your enemies or something like this. I'm like, what? You know, like God is the kind of person that like actually gives good when you deserve evil? Like he gives to overcome evil? Well, that's an amazing thing. That's not like anybody I know. Okay? Well, what does that say about me? Oh, geez, I am very resentful, and I have about three people on my kill list. Okay? All right. Well, now what is my lamp question? What is my action step today? What would it look like to begin to think about life beyond resentment? Okay, and I might have to actually go ask somebody. It's like, man, I don't know. Like Jesus said a lot about this, but like this is love and your enemies is a big one. I think I need to just, what would be my first step? See what I'm saying? Now, if you write this down, then what's really cool about this? See how easy it is to go in my pocket? I can take it in my car and put it up on my dash. I can stick it on my bathroom mirror. I can like put it in my office. And I've actually got something of the light for me, for my next step, and it's with me. It's with me. Do you see what I'm saying? So no matter how you tackle the Bible, if you don't learn how to like bring it down to where you actually live today, right? Now, what would happen if you were to start to engage, knowing what you know about the window, the mirror, and the lamp, you start to engage the Bible like that, where you just took something with you every day and began to like kind of review it periodically so you don't forget, right? Do you think that that might start impacting your life? Do you think that the light might start to shine and that the insight might start to grow and like the joy would start to flow? Yeah. Yeah, that's why I was so grateful for this guy. You know, I did the same thing when I got it. I'm like, really? Really? Yeah, really? 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 Because one true word from God carried into your day can bring joy to your heart and insight to your life. All right, would you pray with me? God, thank you that we're a community learning together how to walk in the light. Thank you that a great light has shone into the world, into the middle of the darkness, to reveal like a window the light by which we see. God, thank you that we are not alone, that there is a reference point, that we can even know who we are and what we need and how to get there, how to live. Let us take the next step every day, every day. Bless my friends. May they have joy for their heart, and may they have insight for their lives. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, we'll see you next week. We're going to continue our series.